السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد، أما بعد، فيا عباد الله أوصيكم أولا ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. قال تعالى في كتابه: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله، all praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salawat upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, firstly, I would like to advise myself and those who are present: ittaqillah, fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at all times, at all moments. My dear brothers in Islam, as we see around us, when we look into the world that we live in, human facing many challenges, human facing many challenges. At times, it will give you the understanding. These challenges are not merely because of weather condition, but simply because of human nature, human quality. When we look into this humanity, from past to present, this human race possess a quality to be extreme. This extreme could be from many aspects. Quality of being extreme is a quality inbuilt in this human, in this humanity, in this human race. Today we see people risk their life because of extreme nature in the field of entertainment or in the entertainment industry. They risk their lives for entertainment. I don't need to mention them. People jump from mountain, or they have bungee jumping, or whatever we call it. They risk their own life for the sake of entertainment. When they look into the world, they promote wars. They create wars in countries for the only reason to stabilize their economy, to make their economy going. They promote extremism, racism, for this one reason: to keep power with them. To the greed, the extreme nature of greed with regard to power. We have read many articles, we have seen in many magazines about global warming. Water level is rising. So many things we have heard. Why? Because of extreme greed of humans with regard to wealth and industrialization. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam,
to control this human extreme behavior, in whichever form it is. Even though the word extreme is related to Islam, and Islam is free from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you and me something called the Sharia, this beautiful deen. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allah al-Islam. Allah created this human fi ahsani taqweem, the perfect creation, the perfect system to control the extreme behavior of this human. Allah gave this beautiful deenul Islam. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, today we have failed to understand the system what was given to control the extreme nature, behavior, attitude of this human. The system is accused many a time. But when we go back to this beautiful deen, a moderate religion, a moderate system to control this human from extreme thoughts to behavior to action. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed this nation, addressed this human race, addressed this ummah that we are, when Allah addressed us, Allah says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Likewise, we have made you a moderate nation. Moderation is spoken. You open any book of tafsir, from Tabarani to Ibn Kathir to Nasafi to any book of tafsir, you go through the meaning, the commentary of the word wasatan, they all speak the chosen, the best, the most fair ummah, the most balanced nation. These are the commentaries given. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we are known as khayru ummah, the best of nations. From past till the day of Qiyamah, we are named as khayru ummah. This khair will remain in this ummah as long as this ummah, this nation, maintain the quality of moderation. The moment they neglect the quality of moderation, there will be disaster and destruction. When we look into the Quran, what are the qualities against moderation? One is called ifrat. Inna nakhafu an yafruta alayna aw an yataghha. To be extreme, ifrat means. And the result of being extreme is disaster. From the other side, when you analyze, tafreed. Qalu ya hasratana ala ma farratana fiha. To be liberal, to take this deed very light, to be neglectful. Oh, Allah is merciful. And to neglect the orders of Allah, to be extremely liberal. Islam took the stand of wasat, means moderation, which is between extreme and being liberalized. We do not follow the liberal way of thinking, neither we follow the extremist approach. We as a ummah take the moderate stand, what is taught to you and me in this beautiful deen. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, another quality sallallahu alaihi wasallam defined, an extreme quality, is that halakal mutanatti'un. People are stubborn. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, those who are stubborn, those who go above the limit, they will see destruction. Another hadith of being harsh, لا تشددوا فشدد عليكم أو كما قال. Do not be harsh, do not be hard, everything will become difficult upon you, there will be disaster. Another hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, Allah says in the Quran, يَا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ. do not exaggerate with regard to the matters of your deen. This was told to the people of the book, Jews and Christians, because when Islam emerged in the land of Makkah al-Mukarrama, two main religions prevailed. One was Christianity, the other one was Judaism, and the third was idol worshipping. But the two main religions, if you take Christianity, they divorced the world and they went to extreme in practicing, protecting their faith and their religion. If you take the Jewish practice at that time, they went very far from the religion. They started changing their religion according to their worldly needs, and they were engrossed on worldly needs and accumulating wealth and etc. Here Islam took a moderate approach. Islam gave a moderate approach. Practice your religion. Obey your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, do not forget the worldly life which Allah have given you and me. Three people came to meet Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they went to the house of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not present. And the three youngsters started questioning the wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They asked, tell us about the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How is he? The wife described Aisha radiallahu anha. She said, this is how the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will eat, he will drink, he will spend time with his family, he will talk, he will worship Allah, he will fast, he will sleep, he will feed. And كَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُّهَا, they said, look at the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So simple. And they said, تَقَالُّهَا, they took it very light. He's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's doing very little ibadah in our world. And they said, maybe قَدْ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ, because Allah has forgiven his sins. Maybe that's the reason. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, they left. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home. Aisha radiallahu anha said, I'm amazed. Three youngsters came. They questioned me about your life. And they said like this, this, this. And they left the place. And when they were leaving the house of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, three of them, one said, I will never get married. My life in ibadah. The second person said, I will never feast throughout my life. I will fast. The third person said, whole night, I will never sleep in my life. I will be in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when this message was told to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood up, he went in the pathway where these three youngsters were walking, and he met them. He said, did you come to my house few minutes ago? They said, yes, ya Rasulullah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen, إِنِّي لَأَخْشَاكُمْ وَأَتْقَاكُمْ فَوَاللَّهِ, by Allah, I am the most God-fearing of you all. I am the person who has the highest degree of taqwa. No one could beat. No one could beat. I am the most God-fearing. I fast, I feast. I sleep, I worship my Allah at night. And I get married as well. This was the message. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنَ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي, you go away from my way, فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي, remember, you are not following my teaching. The moderate message given by sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, every day in salah, we say, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, O Allah, give us, O Allah, show us or guide us to the straight path. One day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Sahaba, narrated by Jabir radiallahu anhu. He drew one line. They all were amazed. He drew a line on the earth. They all were looking at it. They all were amazed. And فَخَطَّ خَطَّيْنِ عَنْ يَمِينِ وَخَطَّيْنِ عَنْ يَسَارِ, two lines. Then he drew another two lines onto the right side of the line that he drew. and another two lines onto the left side of the line that he drew. So two lines on the right side, two lines on the left side, and there was a line that he drew on the middle. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept his hand and he said, "Hada sabilullah." This is the path of Allah. He kept his hand on the middle line and he says, "Hada sabilullah." This is the path of Allah. And he read the Quranic ayah. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O my Sahaba, this is Siratul Mustaqim. He kept his hand on the middle path. This is Siratul Mustaqim. Do not follow all the other paths. Being extreme, being harsh, being rude, being extremely liberal. Do not follow these paths. It will take you away from Allah. And Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah gives the commentary. He says, وَهُوَ قَصْدُ السَّبِيلِ. It is the moderate path. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, with regard to the Imams of the time who lived, who have written about on this topic, it is amazing to call Islam as an extreme religion. Wallahi, it is the biggest insult. Or we say extreme Muslims, mainstream Muslims, moderate Muslims. There is nothing in Islam. We all are moderate Islam and moderate Muslims. That is the only thing in our Sharia. Sharia has condemned for us to be extreme. Look at this ayah in the Quran. وَبْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. The first part of this ayah says, seek, وَبْتَغِ, seek آخِرَةِ. Design your life in the obedience of Allah by following the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prepare, seek the akhirah with whatever Allah has given you. Use your strength, ability, wealth to gain akhirah. And the second part of the ayah, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Do not forget your share in this world with regard to your life, with regard to your health, with regard to your wealth, with regard to your family life, with regard to your economic life. Do not forget your share in this world. A moderate message with regard to ibadah. Subhanallah. The greatest practice that we could have, that we obey Allah. Quran says, do not raise your voice in salah. وَلَا تَجَهَرْ بِصَلَاتِكَ وَلَا تُخَافِدْ بِهَا. Do not raise the loud tone. Do not do that in your salah. Neither read very softly. وَبْتَغِ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. Take a moderate path between loud and soft tone. Take a moderate path. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, any branch of our deen, it gave a moderate presentation, guidance. We as a Muslim Ummah, with regard to the education, the question remains, are we balanced in our education? Do we have a balanced education? The world who made knowledge into categories, once they said religious knowledge, the other one they said worldly knowledge. But we as people of Iman, all the worldly science, all the worldly knowledge that prevails, derived from the words of Allah and the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we want, we will find in the noble, prophetic teaching and the words in the words of Allah in the Holy Quran. But due to the greed to control, power, keep religious people, scholars to monasteries and churches at that time, they kept all of them into one direction as religious education. And the liberal, extreme or capitalistic thinking world took all other knowledges to another extreme. We as a Muslim ummah caught in that. Today we have divided into two groups. We do not understand each other. We have a blame game going between the scholarly world and the learned or intellectual or professional world. Both are not understanding. We do the same mistake to our children. Today, we need to ask. We need to give them a balanced education. They will know how to live on this planet, what to do, what not to do. And in the meantime, they will know how to please their Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to follow deen in this time and age where Islam is shown and promoted as the most barbaric religion on this planet. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, for that, we wait till another person come up. We need to come up together. And not only that, with regard to their study timing, the contribution that they give, how to balance their education from primary to university, how to give that balanced education. How many of us are thinking? How many of us are concerned? Either he become extremely religious or extremely worldly minded. This is the two ends that we are seeing today. We as a Muslim ummah, all these things given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to strike that balance to be the most fortunate ummah, to be the most blessed ummah. With regard to our economic life, with regard to our family life, do we have a balance? Including myself, I am talking. We don't have a balance. We have become a money generating machine. We do not have time for Allah. We do not have time for our neighbor. We do not have time for our parents. We do not have time for our children. We do not have time for our wives. We need to strike a balance. Look at the life of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every day he divide his time to 3 or 4 parts. And he keeps a time for Allah, his worship. He keeps a time for the public. He keeps some time for his personal life. He keeps that time with his wives and etc. Where are we? Why so much of sicknesses prevailing today? Every person that you talk, the second discussion, do you have sugar? Do you have cholesterol? Do you have heart problem? Do you have kidney problem? Do you have that? Do you have this? Look at our income and how much we spend on this medicine. My dear brothers in Islam, that's where we need moderation. That's where we need to come. We learn what dua to read before eating. And what dua to read after eating. How to sit and eat. What way to eat. All that we learn. But the quantity that we eat, I do not know where sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught to this ummah have 3 meals a day. Yet to find the hadith supporting. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, amount of sicknesses. We can see people suffering. We can see people going through problems. Where are those religious intellectuals of our ummah who come forward, give a guideline to have a balanced meal? When doctor says you have a heart, you have cholesterol, then suddenly we become running, jogging, etc., etc., carrying iron for days and months. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, let us change ourselves. Let us go back to the teachings of Rasulullah. Every aspect in our life taught by sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before conclusion, al-wasatiyya, moderation. The ulama of the world gathering time and again in deep discussion how to protect the Muslim ummah, how to guide them on a moderate stand. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, I was in one of those conferences and especially the scholars are talking with regard to our country. When Muslim minority community lives amongst majority, take a moderate approach. my dear brothers in Islam, very sensitive topic which I do not want to indulge, but I would like to share something. Dress code in Islam. Did sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave any design, any model dress? No, my dear brothers in Islam. Our Sharia spoke to cover the awrat for male and for female. What is awra, what is not awra? With regard to men, example, let's take the example of men, including myself, we have done the damage. What is the dress code in Islam? There is no shape given, there is no design given. We are not being asked to follow any nation on planet. We live in this country, we need to suit our dress code. As long as it covers our awrah, does not expose any haram part, what is taught to you and me in the noble deen. And with regard to the dress code of women, covering the face or no? Covering the hands or no? That is where the difference of opinion amongst the scholars in the Muslim world. But my dear brothers in Islam, the design of the dress, the shape of the dress, the exact color of the dress, did our deen give a design? Did our deen tell us to follow any nation? I do not want to mention any country. We as Sri Lankan Muslim community, we need to balance ourselves. Periodically, we follow, blindly follow. We have lived in this land for over 1,000 years. Certain sha'a'il, these are not real, these are not the base to decide a person is a Muslim or a kafir. Do we know? With this hadith I conclude the discussion. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, even in our masajid, just because we have difference of opinion, we feel my opinion is better than another man's opinion, my school of thinking is better than, superior than the other, we started building masajid. Today there is no... If we would have spoken this long time ago, we will be branded because we, these more ulama, being threatened. Wallahi, today the environment is different, we are sharing this. We started building every corner a masjid. Because I have a problem with that trusty board, they have a problem with my trusty board. We wanted the problem. Because we could not compromise. We could not accept. We could not tolerate the views of others. We created. There are masajid in one area, 7-8 mosques. If there is a need, no argument. When there is a need, we will need masjid. But my dear brothers, which Sharia told could a loudspeaker in all the 5-10 masajid of the area and to blast the adhan? Did our Sharia tell that to us? Did Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam encourage? Why can't we come to an understanding? We are a minority community. Before they point the finger, we bring the change. 5 times we divide which masjid will use the microphone. These are our changes that we need to bring. One day Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told, Ya Aisha, lawla qawmuki hadithu ahadin bijahiliya, hadith in Bukhari. O Aisha, if your nation is not very new to Islam, or they recently came out of Jahiliya, I will bring a development to the Kaaba. To what? To the house of Allah. To the Kaaba. Told by whom? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will put another door to the Kaaba. But I don't want to do that. Because your people, these Quraishi and people who are around the Kaaba, they are very new to Islam. If I have to do, I will disturb their mind. Did Islam fall down because of that? Did they see a downfall in Islam because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not put a door? My dear beloved brothers in Islam, Islam progress reached all four corners of the world. There are certain symbols that which indicates a person as a Muslim, or symbols which we can do or be without it, still we can practice, promote, establish our beloved deen. By me saying this, I am not saying to give up halal and at times can practice haram. This is not my message. Understand, Islam is a moderate religion. We need to believe and practice and promote in order the world understand the glory and the beauty of Islam. It is not only you and me understand. وَجَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرَضِ Allah has made you and me His ambassador on this land. We need to present and promote Islam in the most moderate manner in order the world will understand the beauty of Islam. And each one of us going to be an ambassador, a promoter, a person of propaganda towards the goodness of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and give us the understanding of His noble